Amud Aleph. We're at thirteen lines from the top. The Gemara asks the question: Man Shamas Lay the Islay Mejus Ksuba. Right, so the Gemara says, "How do I know that we hold from this idea of Mejus Ksuba, which he explained by, from Rashi, means that the Gemara that the Ksuba itself says, right, that." That the language of the ksuba itself says that when you marry somebody else, right, that's when you can collect the ksuba, right? And from there you can be medayik, that ksuba is not made to be collected while he's still alive, right? Because you can't marry, or while he's still alive, or while they're still married, basically. Not until he's either died or they've been divorced, or she's able to marry somebody else, that they're able to collect the ksuba. So man shamas said the isleg medayik ksuba, so Gemara says, so Beishamai is one who holds that. Okay. And we know at the same time, on the one hand, Beit Shammai says that we are Dorish, right? That Islay Medrash Ksuba, right? That he says it's only when the woman has the ability to remarry that we even talk about collecting the Ksuba. At the same time, Beit Shammai holds that a shtar in general, a shtar that is ready to be collected is considered as if it's already collected. Okay, this nan mesu baliam ad shlo shasu. Right, we start talking about this case. The women who were warned by their husbands not to be secluded with another man, and then they did anyways. And then before they ended up drinking visota water, the husband dies. So b'shama omrim nolos ksubas ksuba v'lo shosos. B'shama says they can collect their ksuba and they don't drink the sota water because the husband had died already. B'shila omrim o shosos o lo nolos ksuba. Right, and b'shila says one or the other. He says we need one or the other. O shosos v'hevi ha'isha ishto al kohen amarach mana v'leika. What do you mean? But the pasuk says that the husband has to bring her and the husband's not there, so it can't mean that it's possible they drink. So Ella mitok shalosh shosos lo notos ksuba. No, what it means is that because they can't drink because there's no husband, therefore they don't collect the ksuba. Right? So the machlokes b'shila b'shila b'shamai. B'shamai omer notos ksuba v'lo shosos. B'shamai says they collect the ksuba but they don't drink. V'amai, how's that? Why? How can that be? Sveikahu, right? Safek zenai, safek lo zenai. Because asi safek umotzi midei v'adei. Meaning, what's the case here? We don't know whether or not she was mizana or not. Right? We don't know what she did or didn't do. Right? So, and the point being, if she was Mizana, she would certainly lose the ksuba, right? So it's a suffix, right? And the suffix means motzi midei, meaning she's going to collect the ksuba, right? When we don't know if she deserves it or not. And who's the muhsak? The muhsak was the husband. It's his money, right? So how she can be motzi the money from the muhsak with a suffix, right? When he passes away, maybe she was already Mizana and she doesn't deserve the money. Right, so kasavi beishamai shtar omilagabos kegavri dami. Right, that's the svara. The svara is that a shtar that's ready to be collected is as if it's collected already, meaning it's like it's collected when there's meaning sort of when they're still married. Right, so since it's kegavri dami, so what happens? Who's the machzak? She's the machzak. Right, she's the one. It's keila. She's the one who has the money already because it's a shtar omilagabos. It's ready to be collected. So therefore, it's as if she's the one. Hazard Hilkul Rashi Kikavay Dami, right across the way, just a couple lines down. Vihi Muchzekes bin Nechasim Yose Mehen, Ve'ein Kan Motzi Midevade, meaning she's a Muchzek more than who? More than the Yorshim, and more than his Yorshim. So she's not being Motzi Midevade, she's being Motzi from somebody else because the star is Omed Legabos. Okay, but the bottom line is, if that's true, Vahag Ba'inan, that's all to show that Beishamah holds. That's what he says in this case of the suffix sota that she still collects the ksuba, right? Because it was omen legabos. But wait a second, it's supposed to be that you can't collect until with the language of the ksuba until she's ready to remarry, which is only once he dies. So Amrav Ashi yavam nami ka'acher dami. Gemara answers no, meaning acher means who? Even the yavam, when she's ready to marry the acher, who's the acher? Even the husband, even the brother, that counts. Right? That's already ready. So once he dies and she haven't collected, you know, the ksuba, but she's still the, you know, ready. She's a shomer shiavim, like we've been talking about this whole case. So that's considered like an acher in that sense. And that's why she's able to collect, or she's considered a muksak, etc. Fine. But if you look at Rashi, yavam nami ka acher dami, four lines up from the bottom of the skinny lines. But kevin she tirsa misas habal yinase liyabam me osesha zachsa b'nechasim. Right. So back to our in terms of our case, since she's a Shomeres Yavam, she's already Muteres Linase at that point, and that's why she's like, the ksuba is already hers, and that's why, he would have to bury her or take care or pay the ksuba, etc. Fine. Okay. So Shalach Le, Rava La Abaye. Rava sent the following question to Abaye. Abiyad Rav Shmaya Bar Zera. In the hands of Rav Shmaya, when he asked Rav Shmaya Bar Zera to send this question, right, to Abaye. So Rava asked Abaye through this person. Uminas na ksuba lagavos mechayim. Right, really? Can the ksuba be collected, while she's alive, basically, or be able to be collected by while she's alive? Rashi says, minas na ksubas yavama lagavos mechayim the yavam. Right, meaning that question, basically, continuation of our conversation. Like, really, it's possible that you could tell someone that she could basically be able to collect the ksuba while the yavam is still alive? How could that be? Bahatanya, we have a verse that says Rabbi Abba Omer Shaalti as Sumchus. Rabbi Abba says, "I asked Sumchus. Harot Sashim Korban Nichse Achiv. If a person wants to take again, a person's brother passes away, right? And he's ready to look at Rashi. Shim Korban Nichse Achiv. Three lines down in the wide line. Shim Korban Nichse Achiv. La'acha Shekine says Yevamto. Is after the Dibo. Man passes away. He has a wife. He has no children. His brother comes and does Yibam, right? And what happens? The brother who does Yibam, he takes all the, he's Yorish the brother. He gets all the money, right? So now he wants to take the money and he wants to sell it, right? However, what's the problem? In general, that's still in Rashi, that the rule is all of the money that he collects from the brother is still mishubad to the ksuba, right? For the ksuba. Why? Because the money that the ksuba doesn't come from his own money, it comes from the brother's money. It doesn't come from the Yavam's money, it comes from the original husband's money, right? The ksuba is still an extension of that original marriage. So now he takes that land or that property or whatever it is that came from his brother, now he wants to sell it. But all that property is mishuba to her ksuba, right? So what happens if he wants to sell it? What should he do? So Ketzeru Osa, what should he do? So Im Kohen Hu, so he's a Kohen, Yaseh Sudav Yifais. He should make a suda. Rashi literally says, look at Rashi says, Yaseh La Suda Yafeh Liftosa b'mishta yayin. I mean, get it drunk, but it means meaning you really have to make it nice for her. V'yifais, hey man, ask her. Shetitan lo rishus limkor es haodef al kadek subasa. Right, meaning subasa rishon. Meaning you have to ask. Basically, means you have to ask her permission. If she says it's okay, fine. It's not right. Random. It's the day after Purim, right? Right. Make a mishta yayin. But the point is, you have to ask her permission. Because it really belongs, it's her ksuba. So if you want to send that, if you want to sell that land, you have to ask her permission. Fine. But that's only if he's a Kohen. Why? Why is that? Because look what's going to happen. V'im Yisrael, but if he's Yisrael, megarish beget, v'yachzer. But if he's a Yisrael, what can he do? He can divorce her, the real get. If he divorces her, what happens? She gets her ksuba, and what happens to the money? All the property of the brother, it gets released now. Right? Because now he's still the yorish of his brother, he still keeps the property that he collected, but now he's paid out the ksuba, so now that property he can go ahead and he can sell it. And then what does he do? He goes and remarries her again. And he goes and remarries her again, and now the ksuba is going to be on him, right? It'll be on his property, right? But yeah, so that's why it says if he's a Kohen, he doesn't have that option, because he can't be machshir grusha, so that's awesome. Fine. V'sakadadich, and if you want to say, nas na ksuba legavos mechayim, and if you want to tell me all the time that you're allowed to collect the ksuba, meaning the ksuba is ready to be collected, mechayim, right? Niyachid la shir ksuba, v'shar lizbin. Meaning, what do you have to go through this whole song and dance? Right? If you really think that you can collect the ksuba is collectible, sort of, from while the yavam is still alive, just say, this amount of the property, this section of the land, whatever it is, will be for your ksuba, and everything else you should be able to sell. Because again, she's already ready to collect it in a certain sense, so set it aside for her, right? And that should be fine. So the Gemara says, v'litamech, really? According to what you're telling me, v'lusva mimasnisin, if that's true, then learn out from my Mishnah. Right? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, lo yomar lo harei ksuba saich minachas lecha al ha-shulchan. This is our Mishnah we just read, right? We just read last week, right? That he can't say to her, your ksuba is on the table, right? Meaning, here's a bag of money. This is your ksuba, and everything else I can take, right? The Mishnah says he can't do that, right? All of his property of the husband is always on the hook for the ksuba. He can't say, I have X amount of money in the bank for you, and that's yours. Everything else is, I can do what I want with it. That doesn't work. All of his property is left over as a ksupa. So, and by the way, that what does that mean? That means, like, for example, if he's, you know, we're going to talk about this in a second, but like, even in a regular case, right, if a husband has property and he sells the property while they're married, and then it's time to, and then he dies, or then they get divorced, and he doesn't have the money for ksuba, what can she do? She can go collect from, right, the mishubadim, the people who purchased the land while they were married, and say, I need the money back. Just like any person who he had loaned money to can come back and collect from those people, right? Because he had signed the ksuba before he sold the land, right? So that's always up to her to be able to always go collect that from there. And that's the point. You can't just say, here's the ksuba money, right? Rest of my property is free to be used or be sold, etc. It's always mishubad, it's the ksuba. But the point is, if that's the argument you're making, our Mishnah already told you that, right? So Hasam Eitz, so Gemara says, no. Hasam Eitz Tova Kamashma. No, in the Mishnah, they're just telling you a good idea, right? They're giving you good advice. Why? Dilo Teima Hachi, because if you don't say that, save it. But what about the end of the Mishnah? V'chein Lo Yomar Adam L'Isha. This is not talking about a Yavam and Yavam. This is talking about, the end of our Mishnah is talking about any marriage. V'chein Lo Yomar Adam L'Ishto Harek Subasayich Munachas Leicha Shukhan. The person shouldn't say to his wife, again, your ksuba is waiting on the table. But rather, all of his nechasim are responsible to the ksuba of his wife. And again, if he wants to sell it, so he can't. Look at Rashi for one second. Rashi says, meaning it's a question, right? Meaning, can you really not sell it? Bitmiya. How meaning he's allowed to, right? He can sell it and she can't take it away from him. She can't stop him. Meaning she can't actually stop him from selling the land. Right? They get married, Mazel Tov, they sign the ksuba, and that the rest of his life he can't sell any of his property ever? That's not true. He can go sell his property if he wants. In a regular non-yibum scenario. Yeah, of course he can't do business for the rest of his life. That's not true. He can sell property if he wants to sell his property. He can sell his car. He can sell his house. He can do whatever he wants. But what happens? The answer is she can always go when it's time to collect her ksuba. She can go collect from whoever he bought it from, right? But she can't stop him from selling it, right? So since they say to him, you shouldn't put the money on the table and say, you know, have a nice day. That's just a good advice. Don't do that. Why? Because then you might get stuck, right? But it's not really, or she might be angry at you. You're not actually not allowed to make the deal. You are, and in which case, that's why we're not using this mission as a proof that a ksuba of a yavam, right, the ksuba for the yavama, can't be collected mechayim. That's not good. We don't use the mission as a proof because the mission is clearly just telling us good advice. Fine.
Was the mission also saying that he has to disclose the property is
that he does when he sells it? The sale it's like it's called like nuchas and mishubadim, right? They're like you have to know that when I sell it to you that I have a wife who's waiting to collect her ksuba, so I probably have to sell it for less. Yes, absolutely. It's like anybody who sells property when they have a loan, there's a lien on the property, right? So you're purchasing property with a lien. So that's always going to be, you go and you get a better deal. The buyer get a better deal.
You take subject to that lien, essentially.
Take a
right.
See?
Right.
Lawyer explains to us again. Thank you. I feel like the last, like, 20 daf have all been things we needed. Jonathan's definitions. I really appreciate it. I'm serious. Okay, fine. So if that's true, says Gemara, so Ela Derebi Abakasha. That's true then, right? What? Now look at Rashi. Ela Derebi Abakasha. Adimigarishla. Right, once he divorces her, then you should put the money aside, right? Right. But then, what did Rabbi Abba say? Rabbi Abba said, if you want to sell your brother's property from this case of Yibum. Right? Go back to our original case, right? We wanted to, the guy does Yibum, and now he wants to sell his brother's property. What should he do? He should divorce his wife and take her back, right? So if that's what has to happen here, right? And he actually doesn't have to happen here. It sounds like you could sell the property once. What's going on here? Why is he doing that's a terrible thing to do, right? So why is Rabbi Abba telling him to divorce his wife and bring her back, right? Shari Gerish and Ganai Lishnam, says Rashi. What is Rabbi Abba telling me this for? If it's just like because it's like a good idea, right? Eitz HaTova, so then why would he do that, right? Why is he telling me to to divorce my wife and take her back, that's a crazy thing to do if it's not necessary. So what must be true? It must be true that you really can't, the ksuba, at least by the case of the Yavam, really is aser to, really is, forbidden to sell it unless you have this whole workaround. So the answer to the Gemara, no, the Rabbi Abba, nami lo kasha, mishum eva. No, what he's doing is actually better. It sounds funny. Divorcing his wife and remarrying her is actually better. If he doesn't do that, she'll be upset when he sells the property. How's that? Look at Rashi. Mishum Eva. Hamayachad le'ishta o karka o metatlin no sen evas olam b'neihem. When a person says, okay, darling, I just want to let you know, like I opened a new account, it's your ksuba account, right? That doesn't make her feel happy, because what does it sound like? It sounds like you're preparing to divorce her, right? So when he says, no, I'm not doing that. Instead, I'm going to divorce you and remarry you so I can sell your previous husband's property, and it's just technicality, right? So I guess that makes her less upset because it's not preparing to give the ksuba. Okay, we probably wouldn't like either of these, but at least that's the lesser of the two evils. So she says, "Look, if I can invest the money, we'll go on a cruise." So that'll make her happy. But the point being that when Rabbi Abba says to do that, he says it's better because it'll actually make her less upset. Fine, but it's not a proof that he couldn't that Nita Ligab was behind per se. Fine. Okay, next case. Hahu Gavra de Nafale Yavama Bepumbadisa. So a Yavama fell him in the town of Pumbadisa. So Bayahual de Mifsala La Begita Mine. So if you remember all the way back, if a brother, right, a man passes away and he has three brothers, let's say, right? Older brother and two younger brothers, right? So the older brother has the kadimas to do yibam. What happens if one of the other brothers or anybody gives her a get in the process? Which is the wrong thing to do, right? It's either yibam or chalitza. Someone gives her a get in the process, no one can do yibam, right? So what happens? So the brother wants to pasal her, right? Lamifsalala begita mine. He says, I'm going to give her a get, the younger brother. Right? So Reuven's going to do the yibam, and Shimon says, nah, I'm going to give her a get and mess it up. So you can't do yibam either. So Amalei, my daitech, what's your problem? Reuven says to Shimon, what are you messing around? You want the money? You want to split? You're nervous that when I do Yibam, I'm going to get all the money from my brother? Ana benichse paligna lacha. I'll split the money with you. Don't worry about it. I'll give you half the money. So don't mess up my relationship also. I'm happy to do Yibam. And then I'll give you half the money. So I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, whoa, came in the Amra Abanan, lo Lisbon, right? Since the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to sell the property, right? Look at Rashi. Kevan da'am Rabbanan. Here I am. Kevan da'am Rabbanan shameres yavam ein ha'yavam rashalim kor. We just said before that the yavam can't sell the property of the brother, right? Kidam rinan lakam v'shmaitzin mishemeis v'niach shameres yavam, right? You can't sell it because, again, that property is mishuba to the wife's ksuba, right? Af agav, so now back in the Gemara, no, actually continue Rashi for a second. Afagav the Zavid Masha Asa Ze Shehitna Imalach Loklo Bekanam Yodo Harehu Kamocha, right? So if I say I'll split the money with you, it's like I'm selling the property of our brother that you can't do. So go back to the Gemara. So Amrav Yosef, Kevin Amrabanan Lo Lisbin, Afagav the Zavin, Lo Havas Vine Zvine. Right? Even though since the Rabbanan say you can't sell it, the property of your brother, you're gonna cancel it to somebody else, so you can't even split it with your other brothers. Right? You wouldn't be allowed. Desanya, how do I know? Mishemeis v'niach shemeres yavam. Because we said if a person dies and he leaves a shemeres yavam, v'niach nechasim v'mei amana afa bishav b'ksubasa ena elamana. Right, he left 100 times the ksuba, right? And the ksuba is only worth 1% of the money he left over. Lo yimko, he can't sell it. Why? Shekol nechasav achran l'ksubasa. He's not allowed to sell the property unless he goes ahead and divorces his wife. This whole story, right? But stama case, he can't sell it. Right, so how could the older brother tell the younger brother, right? Both brothers of the guy who died. How can he say no problem? I'll split the money with you. You can't do that. That's not allowed. So Rabbi Yosef said you can't. That's aser. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye heard about this and he said, "V'chohecha d'amr rabbanan lo lizbin afigav de zavin lo habazvine lo habazvine zvine." So Abaye said, "Really? Right? When the rabbanan said this, right?" Behatanan beishamay omrim timkor, but beishamay said that in certain cases you're allowed to sell it. Ubeisila omrim lom timkor and be'elu ve'eli modim shimbachav nas nakayim. Right? They said they have a machlokas whether lichalchila you're allowed to sell it, but if you did, it's fine. Right? You're allowed to. So that's not true. Right? So what are you talking about? So shachul akamei de Rabbi Chanina bar papi. So they sent this again. So this this is like a they're like all sending the haq to each other, right? They're like forwarding the text to each other, right? So they sent it now to Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, right? And Shalcha, so they asked him the question. Shalcha kid Rav Yosef. So he said he passed like Rav Yosef that it was also. They weren't allowed to sell it. Amr Abaye, Abaye said, "Alti Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, kipi." Alti Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, kipi talala. Yeah. I think that's right. Right, kipi nizamim, meaning klomar, but me'a yafa v'hana es tevarev u'ma tam nasan bakish shalcha. Meaning he didn't give a reason. He didn't give any reason for his passing like Rav Yosef, so I'm not accepting it, sorry. And he didn't say like some new reason, right? Kipi tala, did he give some cover reason?
Hangs rings
on it? Yeah. Sorry, it's like the cool kid slang. I don't know how to like to explain it, right? So, right, but did he give any reason? He didn't give a reason, right? So I'm not listening. So shachu lakam the Rav Menyumi, but berei the Rav Nachumi. Shachakav the Rabbi. Okay, so he sent it to Rav Menyumi, berei the Rav Nachumi, and he said he passed like a bay, that it was fine, that the Eved at least the sale is a sale. The Amar. But Rav Yosef, Tamachrina, Shachuli. And if Rav Yosef has another Svara, let him send it to me. Meaning like, let's see. Right? Meaning like, I think I'm right. If he has another Svara, let him send it over. Okay? So Nafak, Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef tried. Dok Ve'eshkach. So he tried to make a dig. Why? The Sanya says in a Braisa, Haresha Hayanosha Be'echav. The person has a loan out for his brother. Right? He's trying to collect a loan from his brother, correct? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's Nosha Be'echav, Umes, and then he dies. Okay, so I'm the guy's trying to collect a loan from his brother, and then the collector, the one who's claiming the money, see, he dies. And now he leaves his wife to his brother, right? Right? So Lo Yomar, so the person who's making the claim was the husband who passed away. Right? So Lo Yomar, so the brother who's gonna marry the new wife shouldn't say, Hol v'sha'ani yorish hechzakti. You can say, oh great. So now that I yorish my brother, he was one who wanted the money from me. Now I have his money, so I'm good. I guess I paid it off, right? Like, I don't have to worry about it, right? Don't say that. Ella motziin mi yabam v'yikach behen karka v'ocha peres. You have to be smart about it, right? What do? You actually take money from the yabam and you purchase karka with it, and the brother is ocha peres with that money, rather than saying that he actually collects the money because the money really because really he still has he still owes the estate the money that the brother was coming after for. Okay, so what's the point? The point being, you see that he couldn't really, right? That the sale, right, really wouldn't be a sale because the land wasn't really his, right? That's the point, and it didn't really belong to the guy who was, again, the brother who was being claimed against. That it wasn't, that it didn't really belong to him. He couldn't really sell it, right? Fine. So you see, so Yosef says, you see, so the sale wasn't really a sale. Fine. So yeah. Yeah, so Amalei Abaye, Dilma de Tavalei Avdule. No, maybe that's not the halacha. Maybe just did what was good. Rashi says, Eitza Tova, Shia Karka Kayam Lo Olamis. Vloyotzi Amos. I mean, the reason he did that wasn't because he had to. Right? It was just because that was a good idea. That was a good investment. It was smart. He'll continue to have property. And that's the reason why he sold the land, right? Rather than just collecting it for himself. So Amalei, Tana Tani Motzien. Va'at amras the tavale avdalei, right? Meaning it's the price says motzian. You take it out, right? You make him get rid of it, right? And you're going to tell me that's a good idea? The language is the language of something that we require him to do. So it doesn't make this tell me it's an eitzah tova, right? So hadir shachu kamei rav minyomi bered rav nechumi. So fine, they send it to rav minyomi bered rav nechumi to see what he thinks. So amalehu hachi amar of Yosef, hachi amar of Yosef bar minyomi amar of Nachman. Zu ain't a Mishnah. No, that's not true. My time, huh? And why is it? Why is it not a proof or anything? Either because it's metatlin and metatlin is never become metatlin is never a movable property. It can never be set aside and require, you know, be have a lien for the ksuba. Sorry. My time. If it's because you say it's been talatin and matatin the ksuba l'mashabdei, then Rabbi Meir. Maybe the halakha Rabbi Meir. Why? The Amr Matat the Mishad Liksuba. Fine. That's your kasha, I have an answer. Maybe he's holding Rabbi Meir. But Elim Mishum the Amala at Lav Balam Dvar at Lav Balas Dvarim Didiat. And if you want to say it's because he can say to the wife, like the wife, right, who's the Shemeres Yavam, you can't have a tana against me, meaning I'm collecting from your husband because I'm the Yorish and you can't say anything to me. Dilma Rabbi Nasani, well maybe he holds like Rabbi Nasan. Disani Rabbi Nasan Omer, Minaila Nosha Bechaveru Mana Bechaver Bechaveru, Minain Shimotsi Mizeva Nosanazet, Tamalomar, Vinasana Shea Shamlo. So the point being Rabbi Nasan holds that sometimes you can do like, I think this is what we call Mamon Shloshtan. You can have like, if I owe you and you owe him, so I can pay him. It's like a you can go all the way through the point being, you can't say to her, you're not a Baal Devarim by me. I am Baal Devarim, because in the end of the day, somebody owes me the money. And I could get through. So the question is, because the whole point here is that what they're trying to respond to Yosef is that this brisa that you brought as a proof is not a good proof. And the question is, why not? So either question you're going to have, I have a svar to tell you that this is you're trying to prove like the validity of such a brisa that really is a true brisa. Right? So really there's a mesorah there. Right? So if it could be like Rabbi Meir, could it be Rabbi Nasan? So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, here's the problem. Ella lo eshkechan tana demachmir trei chumri b'ksuba. The reason is because ksuba is a din derabanan, and we don't have so many chumras by a ksuba. So to have two chumras applied to a ksuba, that is something that would not have happened. Right? There's no mesorah like that, and therefore you wouldn't have such a brisa. Right? Ella ikir Rabbi Meir ikir Rabbi Nasan. And you could tell either like Rabbi Meir who holds. Again, that's a chumra on the ksuba. To say that the person's metalphalin, they can't sell their money, right? Because of because they have a ksuba, a lien on the ksuba. To put the lien on my money also, that's already a chumra. Or to say that no matter what, I can do the ma'amid shlashtan. Again, I'd have to pay this woman in this kind of unique situation. It's also a chumra to place on the new husband. So to place both chumras, that is not something that we would ever do, right? So Amarava Imkain Hain Yishmana Le Abaye Da Amar Zu Eni Mishnah. That's what Abaye meant when he said this is not a Mishnah, meaning no Mishnah would say such a thing. We never have so many chumras on a ksuba. We never saw this idea, I think, until now. But the ksuba, that since ksuba was basically derabanan, you wouldn't have two chumras like that. And so he said, I didn't know what they meant when he said that Zu Eni Mishnah. This is what Zu Eni Mishnah means. It means that it doesn't have it's too machmir. That like it's almost like we could tell. It's like the code language is like off.
Wouldn't that be to the Bryce?
Yes, it is a brisa. Zu and a mishnah. He just means it's a brisa that has no mesorah behind it, and therefore, even though Yosef tries to bring this as a proof, the proof is rejected at that point. So it sounds like a passing like a baya in the end. But the point being that we reject that possibility because it's almost like, like when you're talmid chacham, like to like sniff it out, like it doesn't make sense, right? And the fact that it has two chumras in order to make this brisa make sense halachically, it has to require two chumras within ksuba, and we never find such a thing. People never have two chumras like that in the ksuba, and that's why that's not a proof. So if Yosef is still rejected, and so bottom line is they hold. And in this case, where the guy sold, he said to his brother, I'll split the money with you. And Baya says, if he did it, it's fine. It works out. Okay.